It doesn't. All right, let's go. Top of 188.
This is real. This is real fire. Again, helping us with our kavanas and davening. Please, please focus, because this, it's a beautiful imagery. It's very powerful. You want to know, how much does it affect when you look up to Shemayim? When you focus on Shemayim, how much impact it has in above? Amodu Shema Dvar Hashem. Listen to the word of Hashem. Ita b'sefer hechalot. I guess more the Torah Mekadoshim. Uksad mizem uva b'torah chayim. Shemar Hashem. What does Hashem say? Bruchim atem l'Hashem. You're blessed to Hashem, Shemayim of heavens, v'yordei merkava. Those of you who come close to my merkava, my chariot. Im tomu v'tagidu l'vanai ma shani oseh. If you'll just tell my children what I do. B'shashim mekadoshim v'omrim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Hashem says, I'm going to bless you. All those who are going to tell my children what happens when you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What happens in Shemayim when we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? V'lamdu otam, sheyu aneim nisu l'marom l'vei tfilasam. Teach my children, when you daven, your eyes should be cast upwards towards Shemayim. You should be focused to the place where the tefillah is received. V'notzim atzmam l'mala. Lift yourself up towards above. She'ein lihana b'alam. Let's go. She'ein li hana b'olam. What's the greatest pleasure that Hashem has in this world? This is so beautiful. Kotosha she'ein nusol einai v'einai b'neim. Just think of this imagery. What's the most pleasure Hashem has, the Ribono Shel Olam, when our eyes are lifted upwards and we lock eyes with Hashem and Hashem looks at us. Botosha ni'ochiz b'chisei kvodi b'dmut Yaakov. At that moment when we're looking up towards Hashem, we're locking eyes kivyochol. And Hashem holds on to the Kisei HaKavod, the image of Yaakov. U'mechabkam m'nashkam. Hashem kisses us and kisses us. Hugs and kisses us, kivyachol. When we're davening with Kavana, Hashem loves us so much. He's hugging and kissing us, locking his eyes towards us. Hayin l'kol ha'am Yisrael, every year. U'maskir galusam, u'maher gulasam. He remembers our galus, and he expedites the gula. Ad kan l'shon ha'kadosh. Hashem loves us, and is dear to us, and near to us when we go up and focus towards Hashem. Mano mar mana deber. What can we say? Tisha'erna, imagine this. Einenu mistaklo b'maron b'inav kivyachol. Our eyes are looking at Hashem, so to speak. V'huit barach mistakel banu. Hashem's looking at us. It's this beautiful relationship, this beautiful romantic rendezvous. We look to Hashem, Hashem looks towards us. Ukvodo mit'anig min histaklut hazot. Hashem's honor is such delight from this lock, from this gaze. Hashem, banim atem l'Hashem l'kechem. Hashem has this tremendous love for us when we're looking up towards Him. Kivyachol ha'ava ben mabitim zeh b'fnei zeh. What's the imagery? A father and son looking at each other. That's the imagery we have to look at. Hashem is looking at us. Umitoch ha'ava migodal chiba lo yichol ha'av litapek v'ochez umichabek umanashek oti ha'ben. And through this love, and through this great affection, the father can't hold himself back from hugging and kissing his son. That's what happens when we're davening. Hashem's looking at us, loving us. We're so near and dear to Him, so close to Him. It's unbelievable. This tremendous love. And Hashem can't hold back. Just loves us so much in return. Halev mitmogeg. What happens? Our heart melts. Vanefesh mitparetzes. And our soul, farasa, bursts forth, spreads forth. Mitlehevet v'kora. Has tremendous energy and cries out, El Avi El Kdoshi, my Father, my Holy One, Ani Ole Ani Afa, I'm coming towards you, I'm jumping towards you, I'm flying towards you. Can you imagine this imagery? It takes time, it takes work. But to remember, when we're davening, we're not davening to no one, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. There's a Ribono Shel Olam, there's a Avinu V'Shebashamayim that's loving us, rooting for us, and embracing every single moment. Hashkoach.